describes the basic properties, purpose, and mechanics of our reality. Additionally, Section 2 develops the concepts of the big computer, TBC, and the even bigger computer, EBC, as operational models of aware digital consciousness. Our system, OS, is defined to be PMR, physical matter reality, our physical universe, plus the subset of NPMR subcapital N, a specific part of non-physical matter reality, NPMR, that is interactive with PMR. Many of the concepts initiated in Section 2 are more fully explained in Book 2. Chapter 35, Introduction to Section 3. Aum evolved the space-time consciousness construct to provide us with the experience we need to help it lower its overall entropy. Is this not as crystal clear as the morning dew? If you do not understand this now, you will understand it clearly before you have completed Book 2. Before we get started, it might be a good idea to warm up first with a few mind stretches. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Here we go. Stay with me now. Try to hallucinate a spherical chicken. A very large spherical chicken. Bigger. 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 That's it. Now hold that concept. Hold it. Hold it. Now, this is the difficult part. Pretend you understand it. That's it. Make it seem perfectly understandable. Perfectly reasonable. That's it. That's it. Now hold that clarity. Hold it. Hold it. Just a little longer. Hold it. Okay. Relax. Phew. That's better. Okay. Now end with another deep breath. That was great. I think you are ready as you are going to get. Seriously, folks, if you do not understand something, do not assume that it must be so or that it cannot be so, and do not pretend uncritically that you understand what is outside of your experience. Remember, open-minded skepticism is the order of the day. Use it to fill up the void left by temporarily suspending your beliefs. All right, let's get back to work. It is not that we are separate from space-time and live within it as we live in a house, but are not part of the house. We experience space-time as our minds interpret and process the limited perceptions gathered by our senses. Contrary to popular belief, space-time is not a physical construct that we physical beings live within, but rather the result of a rule set that defines the experiential virtual reality that we perceive. Because of our limited physical perception-based experience, it appears to us that we live or exist within a space-time universe, when in fact, space-time is nothing more than the constraints that bound the experience of an individuated consciousness enrolled in PMR 101. I know that this is confusing, but by the end of Section 4, you will have no trouble understanding that the physical reality you physically experience is merely the experience our consciousness interprets as physical reality. If your sensed physical reality and what your consciousness interprets as physical reality seem to be the same to you, it's because your culture has convinced you that consciousness is a derivative of the physical body. The experience that our senses interpret as physical reality leads to the conclusion that physical reality is an external reality that our body interacts with. Reality is defined by our physical interaction with it. The experience that our consciousness interprets as physical reality leads to the conclusion that physical reality is an internal reality created by the perceptions of consciousness, a virtual physical existence that is defined by our mind's interaction with the space-time rule set. The first assigns perception directly to the body, while the second assigns perception directly to the consciousness and only indirectly to a virtual body constrained to perceive a local reality defined by a given rule set. An individual mind, an individuated unit of consciousness, engaged in an interactive multiplayer virtual reality, must experience, act, and interact within the bounds prescribed by the causal rule set that defines that particular reality. Any consistent, high-fidelity